This is William Hairwagon. This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee open session meeting, April 3rd, 2017. It is approximately 8:39 p.m. And I'm going to call the roll. We have Sasha.
Here.
Sasha, thank you. Dennis Coburn.
Present.
Thank you. Ahmad Alexander. Anderson, excuse me. I don't hear anything. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Thank you. Jonathan Alexander. I don't hear anything. Dorothy Reich.
Here.
Thank you. Jamie Gomez.
Here.
Thank you. And Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams.
I'm in attendance.
I think, Venetia, you're here? I think that was your voice.
Yes.
Thank you. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi.
Present.
Thank you. William Hairwagon, I'm present. Frank Lefevre.
Present.
Thank you. Ron Pinchback. I don't
Nancy
hear anything.
On the
Nancy
call.
Stort.
Hello.
Hello,
Nancy
Sorten.
Nancy Sorten on the call.
Thank you, Nancy. This is William. We're just taking attendance, and we're just up to your name. So you're present.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Perfect timing. Happy. Thank you.
Thank you. So we actually have 11 out of 14 members, so that's definitely quorum. And
Nancy.
So we did the call to order. We did the roll call. And I'm looking at a draft agenda that says we're going to select timekeepers. Anybody volunteer, please, to time items or sections. Both, actually. Can I get someone to time speed? What is it? Did I say items or sections? That's the same thing. People or sections. People, individual talking. Anybody want to time that, please?
Please, Janet. I'll do people. How much time per person?
I think we've been doing 90 seconds. Is that it? Okay, thank you. And then anybody care to time the items? There's not too many items. Okay, well, we'll just try to watch for it, some of us. Okay, the next item is approval of the draft agenda, which was those three things we just did, call to order, roll call, selection of timekeepers, and number four is agenda approval, 15 minutes. Number five, open session minutes approval, 10 minutes. Number six is discuss need for future executive session to approve minutes, 5 minutes. Number seven, request for proposal, RFP, for independent auditors, 55 minutes. And last, adjourn by 10 p.m. Let's see. And this is, I sent this to everybody. I hope you all got it. And it's also on the kpftx.org calendar. Okay, anybody want to move for agenda approval?
This is Grace. So moved.
Thank you. Any objections to the agenda? Approval. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Thank you. And now let's see. My screen just went blank. There we go. Open session minutes. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, I think you sent us two. Is that what there is? February 6th and March 6th?
Yes, two, February and March.
Okay. Are you prepared to, Nancy, to take voting? Or you want me to do the voting, too, if it comes to voting?
Oh, no, I can do it now that I know who's on here. And I wanted to make a correction up. Mr. Jonathan Alexander sent me a text saying he's no longer on the committee.
Let's see. Do we? Okay. No longer. Thanks.
Maybe not important, but anyway.
No longer. Okay. So that would have lowered our quorum. Okay. No longer on committee. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. So we have minutes for February 6th. That were sent out. Were they both? I think they were both sent today, actually. Did everybody have? Well, I hope everybody had a chance to look at it. And now I'm just going to ask, are there any objections to the minutes of February 6th?
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
Who's this?
Who's this?
This is William. I'm the chair of the audit committee. Who's this?
I'm sorry. My mistake.
Who is that?
Janet. Somebody who called the number by mistake. Janet, point of order.
That's interesting. Why? How did they get the number? Okay, go ahead, Janet. I guess it's
so
the same number.
There needs to be at least a motion to approve both minutes.
You're right.
We need a motion in order to ask our objections.
And you shall move on February 6th, I hope. Are you so moving? Approve the agenda?
All right. I mean, a point of order is not the same thing as making a motion, so.
Okay, so somebody now, please. You started to say something? Janet?
Okay, Janet, can I?
Yes,
move
go ahead.
To approve? I move to approve both the March, what is it, the
February 6th and March 6th.
February 6th and March 6th minutes.
Okay, we'll try it that way. Any comments, discussion on either set of minutes? Okay, any objection to either, to February 6th, 2017 open session minutes? Hearing none, they're approved. And any objection to the March 6th, 2017 open session audit committee minutes? Any objections? Hearing none, those minutes are both approved. Thank you. Now let's see, what do we have next here? We have discuss need for future executive session to approve minutes. Well, I think I said at the last meeting that I was going to work on, or at least I intended to, even if I didn't say it, work on executive session minutes, and I did not complete that kind of work. So I would ask cancel this executive session for tonight and have one whenever we decide our next meeting. And I noticed, I should have put on here next meeting date because even though we have the next, I think I'm on there for May, whatever the first Monday is, but we might want to meet sooner after our next discussion about the RFP. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, but I'm asking that can we have an executive session. Let's do it. Try again at 10 p.m. on whenever our next meeting is set. Any objection to that? So I made that a motion. Any objection to that scheduling?
Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I apologize. I cannot find my notes for the executive session. There are six of them. And so I would welcome any suggestion from any of the committee.
I have notes and I'm going to put something together.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, if anybody else has taken
any motions.
Yeah, if anybody has made any notes, welcome. I'm welcoming them. William and I welcome them. And I apologize again.
Okay, thank you. And I apologize. I'm sorry I didn't get to them. So I heard no objection to scheduling. Whenever our next meeting is, that 10 p.m. will be an executive session. Okay, thank you. And now we're on to number 7, request for proposal, RFP for independent auditors.
Janet, point of information.
Sure, Janet. Go ahead.
Well, were you done? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, we're just opening it up for discussion, and we'll see what we're going to do.
So can you talk about the parameters of what we can discuss or not discuss about this? Like, for example, firm names or whatever, that kind of thing. Audit firm names, I mean.
Well, it would probably be nice to not mention the names of the companies, but I mean, if we're just going to be sending them something, we don't know that they're going to answer. I don't see that that's a big problem in open session. We certainly wouldn't want to discuss any if some audit firm makes a proposal, we don't want to discuss the details of their proposal. That's for sure.
And or I'm sorry, can I continue?
Go ahead.
Or can I just, you know, or past, you know, what was in past proposals, and that should not be discussed in open.
What was in the detailed proposals? Well, if we I thought of that. If we the proposals that came from other or prior people that were sent the request for proposal and they submitted a proposal, if there's something in there we wanted to talk about it, I'm sure we could talk about it without mentioning the name of the company.
Sasha for the staff.
Wait a second. Janet, is that so?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Sasha, go ahead.
Well, I'm a little confused by this. I had forwarded on to the audit committee the emails that I got from both the CFO and the IED, and Sam has sent out 4 proposals to audit firms. They are not mentioned in these emails. And Bill Crozier says that they are finding someone pronto. So it would seem to me that we can't really proceed. I mean, we can't send out a proposal to an audit firm if, in fact, there's one that's a hold on. Oh, God. There's one that's already been sent. Sorry about that. Someone. Sorry about that. If, in fact, a proposal has been sent. So, and they sent out 4 already because you've all seen the deadlines that were in Bill Crozier's report that I sent to everyone, like a 20, 21-page report. There was a link to that report. So I'm wondering how, I mean, Bill, have you been in touch with them and talked to them? I mean, how does the audit committee proceed without making Pacifica look really foolish by having an audit firm get 2 different proposals?
Right. No, we would try to do that.
Janet, could I?
Well, Sasha, you finished?
Yes, I would not really.
Her time is up. Sorry.
Oh, time. Thank you. Time. Sorry.
I mean,
so we'll get back to you.
She had ended exactly on the second.
Okay, anybody else?
May I? Janet, may I?
Sure, go ahead.
Janet.
Yeah. I think it's totally inappropriate for management to look for an auditor. It's almost like the fox guarding the hen house kind of thing. Or, I mean, the auditors are supposed to be looking at the financials, and the management produces them. So So it's to me, it's inappropriate, and it is also the job of the audit committee to search for auditors. And so it's that. Anyway, that's my two cents at this point.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, all these things have to be done really, really quickly. And the committee, you know, has not really, as none of the committees are known for moving really quickly. And, you know, actually, people who are in management now as IED and CFO, well, I guess Sam was, but Bill Crozier certainly was not executive director during the years we're talking about. And I think it's wonderful to follow Robert rules and our bylaws, you know, to the letter, but not if it's going to mean the demise of Pacifica in doing that, and I would like everybody to please consider that. I think the PNB would be voting on a choice of auditor. It's not, they're just sending out proposals and trying to get responses. And I would add that if you've looked at what Sam's response was, I had suggested in an email to him and Bill Crozier that my concern was that our reputation for being a very difficult client would precede us, and Sam has absolute agreement with that. So, you know, we are difficult. We don't get our paperwork in time. We don't pay. The auditor firm has to deal with a committee that has no one with financial experience asking questions, questioning everything, although we really don't know what we're doing that well. And, you know, come on.
Time.
Pacifica may go under, and I don't think we can afford to risk that.
Okay.
Nancy Jordan for the stack.
Nancy, okay. Sarah, asking earlier.
Grace Aaron for the stack.
Okay, I have Nancy Sorden and Grace.
Point of order. Janet.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead with a point of order.
Well, Nancy, Tibera, and Aratomi had asked for the stack even before Sasha went a second time.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's what I was trying to ask. I thought I heard Nancy's voice apparently again. So it'll be Nancy, Tibera, and Aratomi's turn first.
And then
Nancy Sorden, then Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Okay. And Nancy Sabarin Aratomi.
Yes. I agree completely with what Janet Coburn has said. And picking, being independent of the executive director and picking and selecting and finding a auditor, I mean, that is not part of Robert's Rules of Order. It's just part of, you know, good basic. Never mind. I'm not going to say basic, but I mean, it's just, we are independent of the our audit committee. We are independent of the executive director. We don't share things with them. We select a company by ourselves. And if the executive director has decided to go ahead and select and look for someone, I feel it's improper, but still, our job is to look for one ourselves. That's it.
Thank you. I'm going to put myself on the stack after Grace. Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes. I think, yeah, it is broader than Robert's Rules of Order. It's part of good accounting practices, this balance, checks and balances. To have the CFO pick the auditor firm or you know, even send out requests for proposals, select the companies for who the RFPs are going to go to is ludicrous to do that. I mean, it's probably against the California code, corporation code. We're probably breaking laws there to do that. If need be, we can meet more often. That's what you do when you have to get stuff done in a hurry. There's nothing wrong with meeting more often.
Sasha, point of personal privilege.
Okay, point of personal privilege, Sasha.
I think what I said was mistaken. I think Bill Crozier said they needed to do it quickly, and Sam said he had sent out four proposals. So before rumors get started that Bill Crozier is selecting the audit firm, I think,
no,
you know, you might want to clarify that. But I think you also want to find out who the four audit firms are that Sam sent a proposal to.
Point of personal clarification. Point of personal privilege. That's not what I said, or I corrected myself that the CFO should not even be selecting the companies to send the RFPs to. They shouldn't. The CFO, I mean. I'm sorry. The CFO should not be involved at all sending out proposals, selecting people to send the RFPs to, selecting from the RFPs. He shouldn't be involved in that at all. He should be completely separated from that process because he's the one that's being audited. He's a big component of what's being audited. And he was here during that time.
Okay, Grace, on the stack?
Yes. I just emailed everyone I believe is on this committee a motion. I'll read it. That the audit committee allow the CFO and IEDs to send out RFPs for auditors to complete the 2015 and 2016 audits with the proviso that the CFO and IED liaise with the audit committee, accept suggestions for auditors to be sent RFPs and be sent confidentially any responses so that they can be reviewed by the audit committee in closed session. I sent that motion to you all and I'd like to motivate it for a minute. And I believe that Sarbanes-Oxley separates the audit committee from management of for-profit organizations, but there is no such hard and fast rule for nonprofits. If anyone has an actual law or legal or California code, I would like to see it. Because I don't believe it's necessary. We don't have the time. We have to find an auditor and get these audits done as soon as possible so that we can maintain our nonprofit status, because our nonprofit status is in jeopardy. The last meeting of the audit committee was very frustrating for me because there was going to be a long delay in even starting the process, let alone completing it. So I think that because of the slow movement of the audit committee, the fact that it hasn't even been properly populated at this point, should allow us to at least have the CFO and IED begin the search for auditors, and then later on, the audit committee can participate.
Yes, William, it's my turn for the stack, and I'm going
to
respond.
Janet, I would like to be on the stack.
Thank you.
Frank, Peter would like to be on the stack.
Okay, I'm going to have to start taking notes. Let's see, it's William, it's Janet, and it's Frank.
And Jamie Gomez.
And Jamie.
And Nancy Jordan.
Okay. And now I'll speak after I wrote that little list. I object to your saying that, Grace, that or to the member saying that the committees aren't properly constituted. The committees are fully constituted. We're functioning. And Bill Crozier goes around saying that we're not functioning, and hasn't answered anything that I've written to him as the chair of the audit committee. So they're trying to go ahead and do things just the way they want to do them without following laws. There is a law in California code. I don't have it. I read it just earlier today, but I didn't write it down. So anybody wants to go look it up in California code, fine. I'll write it out tomorrow if I think of it, on where you'll find it in California code. The management, and that's not just the CFO, any management is not to be included in this process that the audit committee has the sole function, sole purpose of doing. Management is not doing it, so I would object strenuously to this motion to allowing management to go ahead and just flout the law. And if you even look at the rules and regulations from the Nonprofit Council or National Council for Nonprofits, I think it calls, or any other, you'll find this in there, that the audit, if there is an audit committee, the audit committee does the selection of the auditor and management stays out of it. Next is Janet.
Yes, so based on what William just said and the fact, well, I move to postpone, oh, I'm sorry, I move to table this motion. Move to table it.
Okay. Okay, now I forget. When we want to table a motion, do we have a discussion on that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's not debatable. It's not debatable. Tabling it is not debatable.
Okay, so we had Grace made the motion and told us that she sent it in the email. I haven't seen it yet, but and I'm looking at my email. And now Janet wants to table it. So I guess we'll go to a vote on tabling. Nancy,
does that require a simple majority or something larger than that?
I believe it's just a majority.
Okay, KPFA, we're voting to table Grace's motion. What do I call this motion? To allow the management to pick their own checkers. Okay. Sasha Futran, KPFA.
This is to table?
Yes.
No.
No. Sasha, no. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Yes. Janet Coburn, yes. Ahmad Anderson? Ahmad? I don't hear you, Ahmad. Okay. Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace Aaron, no. Dorothy Wright?
No.
Dorothy, no. Jamie Gomez?
No.
Jamie Gomez, no. Wesley Bethune?
Pass.
Venetia Patel Adams? Venetia, I cannot hear you.
Yes.
Excuse me? Venetia? What is your vote? Yes. Venetia, yes. Okay. Nancy Saba and I told me, yes. The table. Next is William Hewagon.
Yes.
Yes, table. Frank Lefevre?
No, of course not.
Frank, no. Okay. And Nancy Thornton?
Yeah.
Nancy, what did you say?
Yes.
Yes, Nancy, yes. Okay. So we have...
Wesley.
Yes. Oh, yes. Wesley passed. Oh, Wesley, what is your vote?
Yes.
Wesley votes yes. Okay. So the yeses are Janet, one. Wesley, two. Venetia, three. Nancy, four. William, five. And Nancy Thornton, six. That's six yes. And no is one. Grace. Dorothy, no. Two. Jamie, three. No. And Frank, four. No. So... Four no.
And Sasha no.
Oh, that's it. Thank you. So that's five no. Six yes, five no. And motion passes. Okay.
And I guess we can just go to back to this. So that fails. The motion will not, I mean, that passes. The motion is tabled. So we'll go back to a general discussion. We had a stack. And let's see.
Janet, I'd like to be on the stack again.
Okay. Did you just speak recently? Because I spoke. I don't know. Then you made a motion. So was that your turn, I guess, to table? Okay. Frank Lefevre?
Excuse me.
Okay. Listen, folks. Time's up.
Jamie was in front of Frank. I'm sorry. Jamie was in front of Frank.
Excuse me, do I have the floor or do I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I beg your apologies.
Yeah, I think Frank Lefevre, we're speaking on general, on a stack, that motion to table passed, so we're not discussing that. We're just discussing the whole idea of RFP.
Frank?
Frank, do you have a comment in general on the RFP?
Damn right I do. Time is up, folks. Time is up. I mean, you, William, and a few others on this committee didn't think we could get around to sending out the request for proposals.
Frank, you're out of order.
No, I'm not out of order. This damn committee's out of order, goddammit.
Frank, you're out of order.
Frank, you're out of order.
You're out of order. The damn committee's out of order.
You're all out of order. That's for Frank.
Next in on the stack is Jamie.
Jamie?
Not hearing Jamie. Nancy Sorden is next.
Can you hear me? Am I on the stack? This is Dorothy.
Okay,
Dorothy,
Jamie's here.
I'll add Dorothy's name. Okay, and hold on, Nancy Sorden, but you didn't start yet, so Jamie has appeared.
Janet, point of information.
Okay.
Could you read your stack?
The stack is Jamie, Nancy Sorden, Janet, and Dorothy.
Okay, you ready for me?
Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah. I was just going to speak for the motion, which has been tabled, which hopefully we will have new people on the audit committee by next meeting. So that was it. I hear a lot of talking and no business getting done, and I'm just a little frustrated with that, but carry on.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, that we're trying to deal with it now, since the RFP was not of super urgency a month ago. Now it is. So now we're going to work on it. The last meeting, I said it would be great if we could accomplish it in April, but I didn't think we could. So whatever I said, June or whatever, I think was end of May or June. That's not the circumstance today. Today we're dealing with a true emergency, and I think even though Bill Crozier refuses to write to me, or doesn't write to me, I don't know if he's refusing, or egging the audit committee, I think I saw something in something he wrote to somebody else that he thinks that the books at all the stations, and I hope he includes the other units, all seven units, will be ready by the end of April. That'd be nice if they were. So if they are, we got to be ready by that, with an auditor. So that means we probably do need to do new meetings. I'm sorry for butting in so much. Now, the next on the stack was Nancy Sorden.
Right. Okay. So I'm really having a hard time believing my ears that people are voting to do away with accountability and checks and balances of this organization. There's nothing that precludes us from doing this rapidly and still have accountability. As William said, last month we thought we had Armanino that was going to do our audit. And since then we have found out that they are not going to do it. And so I think where maybe we fell down was not calling for a special meeting of the audit committee to ramp up this RFP process. But we can ramp it up starting right now. You know, we can choose to have a special meeting. We can choose to do it right now.
This is Grace for the stack.
Okay, Nancy, you done?
Yes.
I guess. Janet, you're next.
Yeah, So it's my recollection that this was in one of the sets of meetings, that meeting minutes, that the we had decided, we had voted to have the deadline be in June for RFPs, I think, something like that. It was a June deadline. It was initially May, and then it was amended to June. In any case, what I would hope that can be done, I don't know if it would need to be in the form of a motion, would be for maybe, William, you could do this, do the research on the California code and the corporation code and Sarbanes-Oxley and whatever having to do with the recruiting or the determining who the auditing firm would be for an entity and whether management can partake in that or not, or, you know, the separation, if you would do that and post it to this committee. There's also, you know, there is a separation between management and governance. The audit committee is part of governance. So people need to keep that in mind. I'm done.
Okay. I had already said, I don't know if you were trying to make a motion out of that, but I had already said I could send it. Now I'll say I will send the California Corporation Code comments, regulations on that the management is not to be involved in the selection of auditors. I'll send that out tomorrow or late tonight if I stay awake. Thank you. Next on the stack is Dorothy.
Hi. So I think the best way to handle this is to get a small committee to do the search and report back in 2 weeks to the audit committee. And I would make a motion that we have a committee made up of four people to investigate finding a new auditor and report back to the committee in 2 weeks with the names of no fewer than three potential auditors.
Okay, you made that a motion, you're saying?
Yeah, because we need to do this. We can't have 8 and 12 people doing this at once. Someone has to go. We have to have an ad hoc committee to look into this and come back and report to the committee. We need to have an emergency meeting in 2 weeks to deal with it.
Jamie, for the stack.
Are you able to send that to us in writing? Dorothy?
Yeah.
Thank you. And somebody else said they wanted to be on the stack. Who was that?
Jamie.
And Grace.
Grace, you happen to be next already. Okay. I guess we can have a little comments till we get Dorothy's motion.
Chair, Janet, point of information.
Yes. Point of information.
I don't know. Anyway, so we have. It's my understanding that we have a motion on the floor, and wouldn't a new stack be started? A new stack for a motion, as opposed to continuing with.
Oh, we haven't even seen the motion yet.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm sort of looking at my inbox, and I don't even see Grace's. I don't know. Is there something wrong with my inbox? Did other people see Grace's motion that got tabled?
I never saw it.
Somebody did. Okay.
Yeah. See underneath
something
my motion.
Wrong with my inbox.
Okay, this is Grace. May I be recognized? I believe I'm the next on the stack.
Okay, yeah, it was Grace and then Jamie.
Okay, I sent a motion a few minutes ago, 4 minutes ago, and that is a simple motion that the audit committee meet every Monday until an audit firm or audit firms be hired or hired, it should be, or hired to conduct the 2015 and 16 audits.
It's all on my motion.
Okay. Is
yes. It's not negating your motion, Dorothy. It's just that we have work to do in this committee. I actually sent this out before you made your motion. I don't know what the chair wants to do, which one he wants to work on first. That's up to him. But I'd like to mention that I think we should meet every week until audit firms are chosen or an audit firm is chosen.
This, Grace, it doesn't make any sense. We need a small committee to pick people, four people.
That
okay.
is point
okay.
of order.
You're not on
the stack. Motion,
you're
okay?
not on the stack, Dorothy. Dorothy, wait. If you want to get back on the stack, fine. Grace, are you done?
Yes.
Okay, so we now have, we're waiting for motion from Dorothy, and now we have a new motion from
Ben.
And we'll have to take them in the order that we receive them during the meeting conversation. So we'd have to do Dorothy's first, I think. That's my opinion anyway. Did anybody have a point that I missed?
I just
not,
sent it out.
Thank you.
Okay,
Jamie,
this is be recognized.
Jamie was next on the stack, if that's what that is.
Yes. So my understanding is that National is in the process of electing committee members as we speak. They're going to be tallying the votes this weekend. It doesn't make sense to vote a committee of people where on this audit committee right now, we have one person who's not even on the Pacific National Board or on a local station board, which is ridiculous. I don't think that we should create, I have nothing against creating a smaller focused committee to deal with this, the RFP and the search for the auditor, but I think that it's inappropriate to do it until the new national members are on the audit committee.
We don't have time.
Come on. It's this weekend. They're going to be counting the votes, Sunday.
And we should have another meeting
Fine.
Monday
so,
to choose the members of the committee.
Wait a minute.
I'm all for that.
Chair.
Hold on.
Chair.
Hold on. No back and forth here. Jamie, are you done?
I'm all done.
Thank you. Anybody else for the stack?
Grace.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I don't object to Dorothy's motion. However, I think that Jamie's correct, and certain things have to be approved by the entire audit committee. The wording of the RFP, the where the advertisements for the RFP are going to be placed, and the payment for those advertisements. Those three things have to be decided on and approved by the entire audit committee before the RFPs are sent out. And then when those are approved or in the process of that approval, we can set up an ad hoc audit committee, a subcommittee to a fewer people to actually do those tasks. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I also agree that committee should be formed after next Sunday when new directors will be placed on this audit committee. And so I think we should have a meeting next Monday to finalize the wording of the RFP, decide where the advertisements are going to be placed, and how to get the funding for the advertisements, which of course will come from the national office, and who will liaise with the national office about those doing those things.
Oh. Dorothy. For
okay,
the
I think I heard time.
Dorothy for the stack.
Okay, Dorothy.
I don't. This is just the kind of thing that we're trying to avoid. If you want to have an RFP or whatever it is approved, you know, written and then approved by the whole audit committee, fine. But that's something for the small committee to do, to come back to the audit committee with the RFP, with the suggestions of where to advertise, what it's going to cost. This cannot be done by a committee of 12 people. You need to get four people who can talk to each other and email each other and work on this.
all during the week. If you want to start next Monday, fine. And then the Monday after, all this information should be brought back to the committee and it should be voted on. The whole committee cannot discuss this kind of thing. This is insane.
Nancy on the stack.
Okay, is that Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi? Go ahead.
Yes. The job of this committee is to select a auditor, and we had no problem in involving the entire committee, and we took turns on the number of companies and then searching on the website of criticisms or, from other independent sources. And this company has disgruntled workers or this one that. And so we had no problem. I think limiting the eyes and the participation is not really necessary. I don't understand this unless some people don't want to, do not have the time and don't want to do it. Nobody's forcing anybody to do anything. Next Monday or the next meeting day, I would like to say maybe this Thursday is a possibility, but the following Monday is like a lot of things. I mean, for me, it's kind of very busy. But in two Mondays, that one's open. But for expediency, maybe a day before 2 weeks. And I just sent something else, Excel spreadsheet that we use, and it has confidential things in it, but it has several companies. Some of them we just did not even call, and there's telephone numbers in there. So please treat it with confidentiality. That's all.
Okay. This is William.
Yes.
So we have two motions. We have Dorothy's motion to set up a subcommittee, and we have Grace's motion, which she says is not a substitute, to have weekly meetings during the month of April. I think we should probably act, and then I disagree entirely with the people that keep thinking that people on the audit committee don't know how to function or can't function. We're trying to function right now. And just because there's going to be an election of some new people doesn't mean that this committee can't continue functioning. And I totally disagree with that idea, which seems to be coming out of the management and others. And we just need to keep going. And I would make a substitute motion for actually to... which sounds crazy, but to replace both of those as a substitute motion to just have a meeting next, what is it? Nancy, you said we couldn't meet next Monday, but the second Monday would be the 17th?
Yeah, in two Mondays it's open, but I thought maybe we might be able to consider an earlier date.
What day? Well, let me see if people agree with the idea that we just don't go with either of these first two motions, and we just try to set some quicker meetings to get things done. And any objections to that idea? Okay, so I'm taking that we're not going to consider those two motions.
And William, I have an objection until I find out what the alternative is. Well, you're not giving an alternative date.
We're trying to set a date right now. So let's do that. Let's see if I can
Nancy
get
from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, this following Thursday, there's a KPFK governance, but California if you're on governance, you can do this committee and then you have a double hitter. It's possible. So I don't see any PMB scheduled for April the 6th. And then next Monday, there's a KPFK general manager search and executive session. There's a WPFW finance committee and a KPFT management selection review committee. None of us from KPFT are on the board. I'd be interested in that, but... it's up to the others. We might be able to do it, but KPFK has that's also California, so you could do both at the same time. It's the WPSW Finance Committee. If Nancy is on it, that would might be a conflict.
This is Grace. Can I make a comment?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Nobody on this on the KPFK General Manager Search Committee is on this committee except for Jamie Gomez. I would suggest that it is possible for Jamie Gomez to be on the audit committee call, which starts at 5:30 Pacific time. The general manager search committee begins at 7:30. Both things can be done, I believe, if Jamie agrees next Monday. So I don't think there's any problem from KPFK. Where I don't, you know, we can, Jamie's on the call, so we can ask him. Also, on the 11th, I believe, the KPFK does have a finance committee meeting, that might be, a bit of a conflict. But on Thursday the 13th, there is no conflict except the WBAI Finance Committee. I don't think anyone from the Finance Committee is on this call, on the Audit Committee.
I'm on it. This is William.
Okay. And then Friday the 14th is completely open. Or okay, we can have the Audit Committee on Friday the 7th. So I suggest either this Friday or Friday the 14th.
Okay, we need at least 7 days notice so we can go with the idea that you had for the Tuesday the 11th would work, or Friday the 14th, or maybe both. Well, let's do the 11th. No, then if we wanted to have another quick one, we should do it both. Let's just do the 11th, I think. Any other dates other than
Janet,
the 11th for our next meeting?
Janet, question.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hear Janet and Venetia. Is that?
Oh, no, it's Nancy. I just want to say Tuesday. 11th is a Tuesday.
Yeah. Anybody have a problem with that? The 11th? Tuesday, April 11th.
This is Grace. I think we need to ask Jamie about that because he's also on the Finance Committee at KPFK.
I'm actually not on the Finance Committee. I attended
a
meeting, but I only attended one meeting.
Okay, so the 11th is fine with me, even though I'm on the Finance Committee. But
okay.
I suggest we notice it for both the 11th and the 14th, just in case we realize that we have more work to do, so that we don't have notice problems. We can always cancel the meeting for the 14th.
We had Janet was trying to speak before you started, Grace. Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, I think I was. I misunderstood. I thought we were talking about the 10th before, but okay. So we're talking about the 11th and also possibly the 14th, right? That's what's
yes,
on the table right
Grace
now.
Yes, that's what Grace just
okay,
said.
Thank
I said
you.
The 11th. Grace said they had the 14th.
Okay, Jordan.
I think Friday is popular with a lot of people, and it's pretty soon. I'd like to do the 11th, and if we want to do another one quickly, the 17th, and I think we could get it done. And Monday the 17th.
Nancy Jordan wanted to speak.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
I was just gonna suggest the 17th as a alternative to the 14th, just because. Like Fridays,
right?
We rarely
that's
have
the way
Fridays
I feel about
Tuesdays,
it.
We don't need to.
Okay. So let's see. We have
a request for information, Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Is there a conflict with anybody on the 11th?
No, we went through that. No, there's no conflict. We just went through that.
Okay. Well, Wesley?
I'm talking about meetings. There was no other meetings that people had. The Pacifica meetings, people didn't have a conflict.
And we cannot do the 10th because it's not 7 days. It's next Monday. It's not enough time to have that advancement.
Right.
Chair, question, Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Can we do one date at a time? We have the 11th, the 14th, and the 17th.
Okay, good idea. Let's just vote on the next. The very next meeting is going to be voted on. See if we can do Tuesday, April 11th, have a next meeting. Any objections to that?
Sasha with a question.
Go ahead, Sasha.
So the PNB has voted for who should be on the audit committee, and that's going to be counted this weekend. So we would need to notify the new members. Is that correct?
Well, if we see it, if somebody gets to Otis and he changes the calendar, or if we get an official notification of some kind, we change the committee membership if that happens.
Well, it will change in part. I mean, Janet is no longer on the PNB, so she's not going to be elected by the PNB, for example.
I don't think you needed to point that out. We know that people are going to be, there'll be new PNB people. Why everybody has to pick on one person all the time?
I'm not picking on Janet. I am just pointing that out, William.
Okay.
And might there any others that I don't know are from other stations. I know what goes on at my station.
Thank you. So, anybody, any objections to meeting on the, I'm sorry, say again?
No, go ahead. You're talking about meetings. I was going to talk about something else. Go ahead.
Okay, any objection to having our next meeting at the normal time, 8:30, on Tuesday, April 11th?
Nancy Jordan, I have a question.
Nancy? Okay.
So, I'm just looking at the ballots to see if anybody that's going to be on the KPF. Oh no, that's
we don't need to go into the elections now. We'll find out the results when we find out the results.
Well, yeah, I mean we're choosing dates for people that are going to be at the meetings, that are going to be asked to come to these meetings, and we don't know if those people have any conflicts with those dates. I mean, the 14th.
Well, hopefully we'll still make quorum. Who's ever still on the committee will make quorum.
Yeah.
You can't go around trying to satisfy every
meeting in question. The only meeting in question, I guess, is the 11th.
Why is the 11th in question?
Just because there's a KPFK finding meeting there.
Nancy from KPFK.
And then Janet.
Never mind. I'm probably, it's probably nothing to worry about.
Okay, thank you. Somebody else wanted to speak?
Yeah, Nancy from KPFT.
And Janet.
Yeah, California time. I mean, when we meet, they can just, you know, do two meetings if they're on, and they can do it because they're way behind in time it's time difference. So I don't think we need to worry about the California meeting.
Okay.
This is Grace.
Janet,
I'm the only
Janet.
I'm the,
sorry, Janet.
Janet.
I was on the
Janet
stack.
Is next.
Okay.
So. I think we're still trying to pin down the 11th. The issue that has been raised seems to be, will the new members from the PNB, the 2017 PNB, be able to make that meeting? I think we also will be scheduling another meeting, either on the 14th or the 16th. So there still needs to be a meeting real soon. And so why even not, why not vote for the 11th when, you know, that, no matter whether the new people can attend or not, they'll be able to attend when they can, either the 11th or the next date.
Thank you, Grace.